The February 14th meeting of the Savannah City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 4:02. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Present here are members of Council Lutke, Brown, Capellini, Hussman, Mayor Stow, Kate Conway and Laura Jakes representing the Arts, the Sylvania Arts Commission, Councilman Hanum, who has just joined us, and members of the administration, Mr. Aller, Mr. Eichenauer, Mr. Sanford, and Mr. Smith. We have a single item today, as far as I know, which is to review the community funding for the Arts Commission. I just want to make Kate and Laura aware, we've gone through the rest of the community organizations that City Council typically funds, and we were able to resolve those in various ways. One, I believe, got full funding. A number of others took some cuts. Council is taking sort of a more careful look at each organization this year because of our funding situation. We're trying very hard to prepare ourselves for a severe budget shortfall next year and try to work as hard as we possibly can to develop a model for funding various programs as we move through the next couple of years. So the one that we didn't address, quite honestly, because we felt that we didn't have enough information, was the Arts Commission. We thought the best way to deal with that is to have you come in and talk a little bit about it. Then I think once we have an opportunity to kind of understand that, we'll ask you to be excused and have hopefully come to some decision today about that, or at least some discussion today about that. Before I turn it over to you, I know, Sandy, you have some comments. Do you want to make those now?
Well, this is unrelated to their funding.
So we'll save that at the end?
That would be perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
That would be great. Okay, so if the committee doesn't mind, we'll just ask Kate and Laura to just share some thoughts with us about, you know, basically the programming and administration of the Arts Commission, and then we'll ask some questions. Keep it informal.
Sure. Fine. Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay, good.
Well, we were recently talking with the township as well, and one point that I made to them is that unlike many of the other programs that were standing before them that night, the money that we get goes directly into programs and into back to the school for exhibits and for these programs and whatnot. We have a new group of people, and we are energized, and we are planning lots of things, and frankly, we were depending on some of this money. We are working with Pat at the Chamber to do an art fair in downtown Sylvania in June.
Is that the Walter Chapman?
Yes.
Okay.
This is just a prospectus and passing around.
We are hoping that this will not only put us more on the map as an art center, which I know is something that the city wants itself, but will also help fund us with some next year. We are hoping to make some money off of that by selling some posters, t-shirts, but we need the funding up front to make it happen, as well as taking some of the old banner materials that we have from these other art banners and making recycled bags that the Arts Commission will sell, things like that. But we are hoping to get 75 artists and have them downtown Sylvania on Friday night during the gala, as well as all day Saturday. We are planning some music and hoping to get local food vendors so that people that come will get a real taste of what Sylvania is.
Can I interject just for
sure.
A second? This is this funding to get this started has come from the Lord's show that is no longer. And I just want to be very clear that this is going to be a completely different art show. This is going to be a jury. It's going to be fine artists. So we are really excited about taking a stab and making something really, really fabulous. And
we have Scott Hudson involved. We have an artist and art teacher, Matt Squibb. He teaches really for Washington Local, but lives in Sylvania. We have Samantha Doherty, who actually was a Northview student who's just graduated from Bowling Green, who's on our committee. We just got a lot of new faces, and we've put a lot of work into this already. We have been meeting sometimes twice a week, trying to figure it all out, since none of us has actually done this before, but we're really trying to make it a really good event for the city and for the Arts Commission.
So that's kind of the big hot thing that we have going that's going to get the most visibility. But in addition to that, I just want, and I think we've been remiss in not being more involved in these meetings to keep you guys abreast of what's been going on. But can we just run through real quickly the current programs?
I was going to ask you to do that. I was at the township meeting, and you went through a list of stuff, and I was going to ask if you would go through those.
Yes. So probably the two oldest programs are the Community Symphony, which we put on three different shows, and we involve, I think one show includes the high school students, and we've got a program.
This is the next program. It's not printed yet, but
that's what it'll look like. So that's probably one of the oldest running programs that we do. And then the next is the theater program, which we now have three different classes. We've got two programs, a beginner and advanced for elementary school students, and then we've just introduced one for teens, and it's very successful. Rona runs that program, and was really proud of it, and it's a wonderful program. It's got great, great feedback.
We've gotten some Northview theater students that have contacted us and want to even do something for college-age students when they come back over the summer, and we have another new face on our board that is talking with them, so that might be yet another theater program.
Laura has started an art trail. We've had two of those. We talked about that.
Three of those. We've done them biannually. We do one we've had two so far in December, and then one last June, where we invite our list of art lovers and put things out at all the different galleries. It's kind of a gallery hop, but you know, we have to drive through it, so we call it the art trail. And people, the Arts Commission purchases a piece of art that if people go to all the different stops along the trail, they can be entered in to win the piece of art. So you know, we've had Marcia Dursey's studio open. We have had Ann Tubbs, who's actually over the line in Michigan, but we've included her as well. And then, you know, out to Mayberry and out on Central Avenue, there's a couple out there. So we've gotten really good response from the gallery owners. And one of the things that Scott Hudson said is really, Sylvania really does have more art galleries in the small community than, you know, we've surpassed Perrysburg and Maumee in that venue. So it is a good thing to promote for us.
And then in terms of additional programs for children, Opera on Wheels, which I think you guys are aware of. It's a program the Opera's been doing for a long time, and almost all the communities in Northwest Ohio were doing it except for Sylvania. So we brought that into schools. It touches all seven elementary schools every spring, plus two private schools in the Sylvania area. And then once again, we've introduced taking the school kids to the art museum, which was not happening,
that was cut
shocking to me. Yeah, it was all
budgets.
Cut. So we've provided the busing for all fourth graders to take a trip to the museum. Not only do they tour the museum, but they have some studio time, and they focus on a specific project that the art teachers are really embracing, and they, you know, they gear up towards whatever exhibit is there. So it's a really well-rounded, full program. We're really proud of that. And then the banner program, which kind of started out with the Arts Commission, and then got bounced around to downtown decoration committee, and now it's back with us. And we are working with Bill on finding corporate sponsors, which we're getting there for sure. There is a very small rotation window in the fall. We like to have three rotations, and the rotation in the fall is really only 7 to 8 weeks because we put Christmas up so quickly. much to my whatever, but that's a battle I can't win. So asking a corporate sponsor to come up with $5,000 for a 7-week window is not fair to the other sponsors who come up with $5,000 and get 4 months. So we are going to need to purchase some fall banners that we can rotate and continue to use. So there's $5,000 of our budget that we weren't anticipating using. In terms of future projects, it all kind of got started, our imagination, with the river trail, putting art on the river trail, which we're still very excited about. But
and we had investigated doing a sculpture garden that would change as the, you know, the new season when people would want to get out on the river trail. That's what we were planning, and then that stalled.
Mm-hmm.
So
we've also thought about mural art, which really got kind of re-energized after the consultants, Tad's presentation. Mm-hmm. We're all over that, and we're waiting for the go. And matter of fact, this is the young woman. We sponsored a scholarship. This is a North Pier student who's now just graduated from Bowling Green, and that is her art. And she's on our executive committee, and she is fired up to get going on a mural. And I know that's some time away, but we're ready to go on that. Other art projects. We know that the water feature in Burnham Park is something that's maybe being talked about, and we discussed it at our last meeting. If it involves some kind of art with its replacement, we'd like to be involved in that too. What are some other ideas? These are not so exciting, but we have to have a new computer. Our computer is toast. We cannot receive art files for this juried art fair. Right now, we are requiring that the artists who want to submit their prospectus have to mail us a CD. We can't even take the electronic file, so we have to get a new computer. Mm-hmm. We also, as we start getting really energized about all these activities and all these ideas and programs, we need some more internal support, so we need to dedicate more hours to somebody who's going to help us run this.
Presently, we have a administrative assistant / executive director who works with about 10 to 20 hours a week for us. And that's the only paid person that we have to, you know, answer our phones and write thank you letters and checks and, you know. But as we take on projects and events like the art fair, there's a lot with the theater, and then something like this, it's a lot of paperwork, it's a lot of coordination, there's a lot of databases that we need that person. Yeah, we may need to pay more hours for that as well.
Two of the five members of our executive board are business owners. Obviously, you know, that's a priority for us, our business. But we feel this catching on. We feel this like starting to happen. Unfortunately, is it starting to happen when our funding is...
Sure.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about the financial picture, both from where you get your funds, you know, not specific numbers unless you have them, but kind of generally speaking, proportionally, mm-hmm. I think with an eye toward where does the City of Sylvania funding fit into that, and then maybe roughly speaking, how you allocate out your expenses.
Hmm. Well, you're not looking at the money people.
And she's busy tax season.
Yeah, she's a CPA. But I can tell you that initially, I believe, there was some rumor, knowledge that we had some money sitting in a CD that we weren't using.
I believe that was made, the committee heard that.
Yes, and yeah. And that was true a couple of years ago. I think we were sitting on $30,000, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the former life of the Arts Commission, honestly. And so right now that CD, I believe, is $6,600. We started tapping into that money as the township money funding, you know, just became non-existent. So the total on that is roughly $6,700.
Okay. Do you know, generally speaking, what your annual budget is?
about $30,000.
Okay, so the city council grant is a third of that?
Yes. So Ohio Arts kicks in a touch. Township has contributed $2,000 this year.
We have that was the same as last year as well. And we got, what, $1,400 from Ohio Arts Commission? And then, you know, we get little bits here and there from Friends of the Arts, but, you know, if that adds up to a couple grand over the years.
Any other questions from you all?
You mentioned a couple of fundraisers early on. I also think that that's going to be how you're going to have to get a lot of your money coming in the future.
I have been, as people, I have been a little louder about asking for it.
Good, good.
In everything we do.
Yes.
There it is.
It's a necessity.
Right. And I kind of like, if you're here, and I put at the bottom, you know, thank you for supporting the arts, but it's being supported by these people and neighbors around you is what I say in everything you do and put out there.
Because there's no charge for the symphonies.
No.
You know.
And that's the way it's been. It's free.
We're going to revisit the whole symphony.
I think you need to.
We will.
Yeah, because that's the people who are there enjoying it.
Yes.
That's the people who need to be giving you money to support it.
I couldn't agree more.
Because, as Mark said, we're taking a real careful look at where money goes. Much to all of our chagrin, we'd rather not. We'd rather just, you know, give it to you, and all your programs sound wonderful. Nothing sounds bad at all. It's all very, very, very exciting. But I think you've got to figure some ways to make some money other than the city giving you money. Another thing, and I don't know if you've done any grant writing, are there any ways to get grants for your programs?
We have tried to find people to help us write grants.
They're out there. My daughter in Cincinnati, but she can't help you, I'm afraid.
So you understand where we're, these programs are great, and they're the kinds of things that really make our community special. We have to figure, and as a community, we need to figure out a way how to fund these things. As a city, we're spending, we've had between the economic downturn and some cuts at the state level, we're spending. We have some good projects too that we're doing, and we're going to spend $2.2 million more this year than we're going to bring in. We have some reserves, and we're able to do that. And that problem gets worse by another $750,000 next year. So we're trying to figure out, you know, where we can do this. And so even if we do something this year, you need to understand that next year we're going to be in the hot spot, in the hot seat again. So this is something that we, you know, as a community, we need to work with. And I just want you to know where we're at. If it isn't that we don't value the program, because it's not that, but we're going to have to make some tough choices. For the most part, people in the city think there are certain things that city government does, and we need to put our priorities there. But, you know, these are great programs. These are the dilemmas that we're looking at in local government today.
Katie, Mike, anything?
Well, I see this piece as an economic development piece. I mean, the more people that we bring downtown, it could be that one person that shows up and says, this is an arts community, I want to develop Selma. I mean, it's the icing on all of our, on our river trail and our gateway. I mean, it's part of the picture.
Is there a budget for that activity?
Yeah, we've been working very closely with Pat, who, you know, this is really the first time that these two entities have worked really closely together, and it's a really nice partnership. We both kind of need each other on this project. She is the logistics queen and can throw a block party together like this, and we're the art piece of it. So we're each doing our own kind of, you know, specialty, and we have agreed on a handshake to kind of split the profit. I don't think there's going to be a tremendous amount of profit this year. So the bottom line budget, ours, on our end, has been relatively inexpensive, I mean, maybe a couple thousand dollars on our end at most, and Pat is mostly, you know, she's got the heavy lifting.
I think it might be a little over 200 grand.
Okay, well, like I said, I'm not going to, but.
I think the answer to that is we're not sure.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the other. One thing I thought of as you were talking, and then we need to go back to Katie, because I'm butting in on what she's saying, but you said that for the fall rotation, the they only get 7 weeks, I think you said.
Roughly.
Okay.
Nothing.
What if you gave them 2 years? You hang the banners, the same banners, you know, for 7 weeks this year and 7 weeks next year, and you still get your $5,000. I mean, I know it's a repeat, but.
It is a repeat, and they're going to, and I don't care if it's a repeat, because we're going to repeat them anyway.
Well, there you go.
I can ask. I can ask. That's interesting. I mean, I'll take any suggestions, for sure.
It seems like, you know, if that's the difference, you know, the time frame, and you give them the same time frame as the other people, or maybe it's not quite.
It's
a little bit short. Yeah. Okay, so $4,500.
I can't negotiate. The banners cost what the banners cost. Yes. I can't negotiate.
Yeah,
right. Good.
I'm sorry, but Katie was talking, so.
So, and the other thing, I mean, the sculpture garden and the art on the river trail is something that, I mean, city council is not going to do, and our administration is not going to do. And here we have a group of volunteers that will do it. I mean, we're like trying to kind of divest things that we do and put them onto other community organizations. And here's an organization that's going to step up and do some of the things that need to be done to hang the decorations on the city.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there is a ton of work that goes into all these projects, but we love it, and so we're willing to do it. But I understand that we need to find other ways to get money, but that part scares me a lot, knowing the people that we have on our committee and knowing, you know, it's the 80-20 rule. 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work, all the heavy lifting. And I cannot imagine saying, let's plan a huge fundraiser right now.
Well, you already have one. You've got your orchestra is performing, and you're not charging. Can you at least
That's done.
Yeah, I think I heard her say that they're taking
for
it
sure.
seriously.
Okay, all right.
Right.
And we'll be making some other tweaks to that program, too, I think.
Well, the other things that you were doing look like the art trail, should be self-sufficient, right?
We have to advertise.
Well, you do have this.
And printing of postcards and mailing,
right.
And we have a checklist and a map that goes out to get people, and I had signs put out that we go out and put around to help people.
Do you have membership being a member of?
The Art Trail?
No. Well, or the Art Trail, or the whole experience, the whole Sylvania Arts Commission, do you have members?
I think where Sandy's coming from, my wife's a knitter. And all the stores that sell knitting materials once a year has a little thing, it's called Tour de Stitch, like Tour de France or whatever. And they have a map of all these different stores, it could be art things, And it costs like $20 to get the packet. And the packet is a map of where everything's at. And then there's some discount coupons, you know, that the store sponsor and stuff. But I think that's the idea she's thinking of, is something like that when you do this art tour.
Well, I guess our idea behind the art trail was to get people in the galleries to spend money on art to support.
Well, that's the idea.
Yeah, you know?
That's the idea.
And taking that money from the people.
I know. But that's the idea of
truth. You know, this is another one of those that maybe we need to think of as an economic development tool. I don't want to ruin my reputation, but I actually took the art trail in the winter. And, you know, the shops were foolish, you know. In some cases, there were people, I'm sure, that were staffed with wars. You know, that shop was on the tour. And there were more people there on a Saturday than I think she's seen all year, you know. And so if we really do want to make Sylvania a more civilized city, you know, and have this be a destination for that kind of thing, I think there is an element of keeping these people afloat, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think we need to acknowledge that role. Mike, did you have anything else?
No, I have something for our private discussion.
Okay, well, that's fine. Mayor, do you have any thoughts about this?
No. Other than just background on it, Sylvania Art Commission was established quite a long time ago, and it slowed down when I became mayor shortly thereafter, and we sought to reinvigorate it. And with the help of Sister Sheila and Norm Thal, and the participation of the college president, the president of Lower Flower Hospital, and the superintendent of schools for Sylvania Schools, a lot of energy was put into reinvigorating the group. And just what these ladies have been saying today, that we're starting to have more happening, is what that group envisioned for back then. Mm-hmm. I would hate to see those efforts that date back at least 15 or 16 years be taken too lightly, because it has taken a while to develop, and we are getting somewhere now. Mm-hmm.
I do.
You know,
have,
we did. I just, no, go ahead. One other thing is, we talked about, since Sister Sheila did pass away, we were also planning on, we have a group of us that are trying to create a scholarship for a student from Sylvania to perhaps go to Lourdes on an art scholarship in Sister Sheila's name. Just going to be in a very appropriate thing to start this year. So.
I do have a question, and it goes back to one of those other things that the committee has heard. Which is that a relatively large percentage of the people that your programs impact do live in the city. And I don't know if you have any way of measuring that or if you've tried to measure that in the past, but you have a comment about that?
Okay, well, not for the Banner Program, yeah, I guess. The Banner's down here. Not for the Toledo Art Museum or the Opera on Wheels.
Because that's spread across the entire school district.
Yeah, the entire school district. There isn't any public art or the in the township. We know that because we investigated that once. The theater program, I don't know if we know that, and I know we talked about it at a meeting.
Percentage-wise,
I think she says it's pretty open because her flyers go out through the schools,
mm-hmm.
and they mail them to past participants. What Rona does do is charges the township children a little bit more.
$15 more.
More.
Okay.
And they ask her about classes that. Versus Sylvania City students. And every time someone asks, she explains to them that the city gives us more money, therefore they are a city child is funded.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's important for us to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe she even charges more if you don't live in Sylvania or Sylvania.
That's right.
Right. And if you're coming from Toledo, there's mm-hmm. a different charge for that.
Okay.
That reconstitution of the Art Commission that happened 14 or 15 or 16 years ago, the township was very active in it. Mm-hmm. Trustee Dennis Boyle wanted to be equal partners with the city, and we actually had a new charter drawn up at that time that made them an equal partner. With changes in trustees, that has fallen by the wayside over the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they attend your meetings. I know township no. presidents attend your meetings, but
mm-hmm. right.
mm-hmm. The fact that they're supporting it at 1/5 the level that the city has been is disappointing.
Yes, yes. I just want to reiterate what Katie said in that if, with our organization, I mean, Laura and I were at the presentation. We were chomping at the bit. I mean, we talk about this stuff all the time. And we, after this market study and whatever other study, I mean, if the go green light is given, you have bodies right here who will make stuff happen for you. No doubt about it. And we're excited to do it.
Anything else from the committee? Anything else from the administration? Scott? Or anybody? Bill? Okay. Well, we will talk about this. I'm not going to guarantee that we're going to come to a decision today. If we do come to a decision, we'll make a recommendation to council at our next meeting, which is a week from Tuesday, I believe, right? And we'll let you know what that's going to be before we go to the meeting. And
our treasurer wants us to get our budget together.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, right. Good enough.
We'll know
thank
what we
you
have
so much.
Thank you.
Laura, good to see you again.
See you tomorrow.
Just to remind the committee, the line item in the proposed budget for this for 2012 was $10,000,
I believe. Which is the same as last year.
Which is the same as last year, right?
So, yeah.
And we have had, as a committee, approach the notion that any cutting that we do of budgets would. That we want to try to keep to a three-year phase-in, right? So there's that piece. And we need to have that conversation with them a little further if that's if we do agree to fund them. And in addition to that, I think with the exception of Sylvania Area Family Services, we've done about a 10% cut in budget for the year 2012. So that's information. I'm not taking a position on that, but let's have some discussion about what we want to do.
Well, I'll take a position on it. Yeah, I know we need to cut the budgets and stuff. I think, you know, we need to support the Arts Commission. You know, we all talked about, you know, a soft landing.
Mm-hmm.
What I was listening to and what I heard is most of the projects that they do are in the city and for the city. You know, they talk about the River Trail, the banner program. I know, you know, they get corporate sponsorships for that and everything else. They are looking at ways of creating funds themselves. And as two things, as long as we continue to give them the 10,000 level, it won't put the pressure on them to come up with creative ways of generating funds. So I think we need to continue to support the Arts Commission, maybe not at the 10,000 level, maybe, you know, the 10% reduction that we did other than for family services would be appropriate. I think it's really important for our community that we have volunteers like this that carry on this kind of stuff, because frankly, you know, I don't think it's the responsibility of city council or the administration or whatever to make sure banners are designed and all that. I like the idea of doing it, you know, through an organization like this. I just don't want to drop the ball on them and have it fold. I think it's a quality of life issue. That's what makes Sylvania different than certain other communities. And, you know, a 10% reduction in their request, I have no problem with. But I still think we need to support them now and have it be a softball and put the pressure on them to come up with more imaginative ways of raising additional funds like this. The posters, the handbags, doing the art fair downtown. I think it's important to the community. I know there are some on council that probably don't agree with that, don't think that we should be involved in all, whether it should be a standalone. I think it's important that we give that support. you know, when they talked about going out and getting additional funds, well, every time you go out and get, try to get somebody to donate money through a foundation or whatever, the first words out of their mouth are, what is the community support? Does the community support this project? And that's so important that they'll be able to show that the city of Savina does support them financially. And they might be able to get some additional grants. So, it's my little spiel.
Sandy, do you have a little spiel?
I do have a little spiel. Sometimes more than a little. One thing I just want to share with you, and it'll give you a feel of, you know, where I'm still at our last board meeting for SCAT. They lost an additional $10,000 in funding when the mental health, I don't know if you read that in the paper about 10 days ago, that they cut funding to a lot of organizations, including SCAT, for $10,000. So just that's my preface to, we did cut SCAT. They're getting cut some more, not by any fault of ours. The Arts Commission, all the projects sounds wonderful. I truly do think they need to do more fundraising, more, I mean, at least they should be looking at trying to get some grants. I know grants are harder to come by now. I agree with Mike that we do need to continue to support them in some form. I guess if we want to throw numbers out, I would be willing, I think, for $8,000, which is a little more than 10%, it's twice as much as 10%. But I think we have, you know, we cut SCAT 10%, and I think if we think about the purpose of both organizations, that it's important to take care of our kids in that way, the way SCAT does, and the art is wonderful. I love it. I have, you know, I have art in my home, and I love art, and I think Katie's comment on that it is economic development, it certainly is that, too. So we're just weighing what's the best thing to do. That's
right. Okay, thank you, Katie.
So on the positive side, and Kate and Laura were saying they have fresh faces. They really do. Like this year, more than any other year, I feel really like they are going to be able to start raising their own money. They've got new energy. They've got new people. I mean, more than I've seen in the last few years, I feel like they're really going somewhere now. And I don't want to leave them hanging. The economic development piece, I mean, the fact that they're working with the chamber, they're looking for partnerships, that's a big step, too.
That's a good step.
They're not just standing alone. They're out there working with their other community partners. And I guess I since we cut everybody else 10%, it just seems like the right thing to do, the 10% cut. It's just unbiased. Everybody's taking a 10% cut. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Deb, thoughts?
Well, I'm not on this committee, obviously. I think a 10% cut idea is probably a good one. I guess it's really, but with a caution that, and we're going to talk about this, you know, where are we going? Where are we going with these issues and because we can't spend $3 million more than we bring in revenue indefinitely. At some point we have to, and we can do it for a while. We can still do it for a while. And the question is, how long do we want to do that? So, I think you know, we talked about this 3-year phase in, if that's what we're going to do, I guess we can do it that way. But I think I might be a little less committal going out until we wrestle with this issue internally about where we're going. But I think the, and that was kind of the message I was trying trying to send very, not very subtly, I guess, but I'm comfortable with the 10% number. And I really do love these programs. And the economic development part of this is not lost on me. You know, your experience was one that I didn't take, but I heard about it, and I think it worked.
And there were people walking around here that weren't from here, you know,
yep.
Which is, I think, an important piece. You know, let me add, though, that I think that in some ways, how we handle these grants, I mean, this is a small part of the budget, right, and in many ways, these are the most vulnerable agencies that we have. Sandy, I think you make a good point about SCAT. They're going to be, they and others are going to be under the gun from a lot of different directions. But I think in the case of the Arts Commission, God bless them, I think they really do need to focus on the three things that you mentioned, you know, all under the category of earned income. They need to think about fundraising, they need to think about admissions to some of these events, mm-hmm. and they need to think about grants. And you know, I was on another Arts Commission board years ago, and the people who are the artists don't think about those kind of things, you know. But if we do any kind of a cut, and I think a 10% is probably what we're gravitating to, I would like to encourage them to come back to us next year with some progress on this earned income side and maybe make it pretty clear to them that we're not going to be as incremental if they haven't addressed that. Because part of what I believe we need to do is put the burden on the user, put the burden on the recipient, put the burden on, in some cases, the service providers on the city side. To justify their existence a little bit more, you know? And so from a symbolic standpoint, but also a practical standpoint, if we do make a recommendation, I hope it includes the fact that we encourage them as a condition of our funding next year in 13, that they address some of these things.
I think it's important to stimulate their thought.
Yeah.
You know, to come up with creative ways. Because if you just say, well, we're going to cut you 10% this year, then they'll come in with the same amount next year and know that they're going to get 20% cut or whatever. Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the number of people who have gotten through the last 4 or 5 years and haven't figured out that there's a new normal, you know. And I'm not saying that about them necessarily.
Well, and those two are the artist type that we're talking about. We probably needed their financial person here, and that person may have addressed some of those things a little better.
But. Any final thoughts from Mayor, you, or the staff?
Just that I agree with what your issue is. Don't cut them off 50%. But I think it is appropriate to trim them a little bit. Somebody said that if you don't cut their funding at all, they're not going to get the message. I agree with that.
Yeah,
you see that happen all the time.
Right. Do we?
This is a good measured response while we continue to get our arms around these issues.
Can we get a motion from one of the committee members?
I'll make a motion that we recommend to council next Tuesday that we do fund the Art Commission, but it be funded at 10%. Reduction over previous years, along with the stimulation aspect.
Encourage them to look at other earned income
right
before next year.
Yeah,
and to report them.
And
when they come back.
Right. We need a second.
A second that.
Any other comment? All in favor of the motion as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That will be our recommendation then. Thank you. Do we have some other issues that we want to discuss today?
No.
I mean, go ahead, Mike, get it on the record. I think that's important, the cable piece.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't know if this falls under utilities or under community, but it's been brought to my attention that cable is going to raise their rates again by another $5 a month.
We've already gotten a letter in the mayor's office stating that they are doing it.
And I don't know. Yeah. You know, whenever I talk to the people at cable, they say, well, you know, our advertising costs are going, or our prescription cost, you know, what they pay to get these channels available for cable, their negotiations with these people are just dramatic. And you probably see that with well, this channel's going to go off the air because we can't reach an agreement. But that's their biggest problem is that, you know, as advertising goes down, everyone wants the same amount of money or more coming from the cable companies. I don't know if Time Warner is the same way, but you guys just need to be aware that it's going to go up, and you'll probably hear about it. I already have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. When does that happen?
Fireworks falls under this either.
With regard to those rates, we don't. We don't have any regulatory oversight on any of that, right? I mean, when they installed their cable, did we give them a license to do that? Do you know, Mr. Mayor?
I don't believe so. We do have a franchise fee that we collect from them. And Scott, help me out, but I think it's $3 or $4 a month per customer.
Yeah, it's about 3% or something like that.
But as for permission from the city to allow them to string their cables, no.
They use existing easements to do that? Or,
no, we don't. We do not have easements for any utilities in the city. No charge easement, no rental easements.
We have, but there are easements. They did it somehow. I don't know.
And the most recent easements that the city and the schools have granted them were for those optic fiber boxes that are all around the community.
Okay.
That's a $270,000 revenue item on our budget franchise fees.
Annually?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing is I got some good news today on the fireworks. I have another commitment for another $1,200 today from Gottfried Medical. They're over on Centennial Road. They're going to donate 12, and we're up to 13,000 right now with commitments, with additional letters that have gone out.
I haven't gotten a letter back yet
from Ken.
Could you follow up on that? He said he was good.
So, you know, we're getting there.
That's pretty good.
You know, yeah. So.
Great.
So, great work on that, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, it's not all me. It's some people sitting at this table, some people sitting up there. It's just, you know, you just got to go out there and bang on the doors.
Okay, well, you're making me look good, so thank you. Because, you know, those are the kinds of things that we're going to hear about if we start talking about cutting services.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
So when you get, I'm hoping that the legislation will be available for next Tuesday.
For the fireworks?
Yeah.
If you've turned it
I've turned it all into Jim Moan.
And I bet it's going to be ready, yes.
Okay, because I'm going to be gone the following one. But when you see the numbers in there for the legislation, it's going to be a lot different than what we're committing to.
Okay.
You know, he'll put in the Coke, because that's every year the $5,000 for Coke, but that's about it. He's not going to have the two in there for Sajar, because I didn't think it was fair to Sajar to get some of this donation. I'm giving away free passes to get in, so we're going to keep track of how many free passes we give away, and we're going to deduct that from the $2,000 that Sajar usually puts in. I just think that's fair, so you know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else this afternoon?
Sandy, you had someone.
It was just the comment about the funding.
The
SCAP funding. I just wanted to throw that into the mix since it's something we should know.
Yep, thank you.
Well, these are tough. These are some of the tough issues.
Okay, we're adjourned at 4:50. Thank you.